You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, and welcome back to the Equipped Man Podcast, the podcast where we explore what it means to be a man of God in the 21st century. I'm your host, Luke Wance. And today, this episode is going to go live Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And so I wanted to have some fun, and I wanted to have some kind of a lighthearted. So today, I am interviewing Sebastian, my son.
Hi.
Hi, Sebastian. How are you doing?
Great.
Good. Is everything well in your world?
Very.
Yes. And I know it's hard to say, you know, hey, how was your Thanksgiving meal? Because it's Tuesday and it's still 2 days away.
Exactly.
Yes. But it's good. So I know normally when I have a new guest, yep, I say, what do you think it means to be a man of God?
I don't exactly know that because I'm not a man.
I know. So I will sit here and say, what do you think it means to be a child of God?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think it means like serving Christ at the youngest age possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I got my heart touched back when I was 7.
You did. You've had some good touches in church with God.
Yeah.
So how do you walk that out? How do you do that every day?
Respectful in his name. Try to be the best person I can be.
Yeah.
And of course, be myself.
Be yourself. And I'll say for fun, what are, because I know Mom and I talk to you every day.
Yeah.
And what do we say every morning or almost every morning?
Who are you? God's yeah. boy. What are you? From my kind, I can do anything I put my mind to.
That's right.
And brave.
Yes, and brave. Because that's important. And it's always good to remember those things because God does speak that into us. You know, I mean, how many times have we heard all those really cool Bible stories of this is what God has spoken over us?
I don't know, 50?
At least 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've seen some of those things.
Yeah.
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 And you've seen healings and you've seen lives of celebrations.
So true.
Yeah. And I know you didn't see your own miracle when you were a baby.
I wish.
I know. It was a miracle. I saw it.
Yeah, you did.
So how can we be thankful?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah?
That much.
Can you start with something maybe simple?
Being grateful for what you have.
Yeah, being yeah. grateful for what you have. What does that sound like? Or what does that look like?
Treating it like it was the only thing you had. If it was the only thing you had fun with, treating everything like it, that was the only type of thing you had.
Yeah. How can we be thankful for people or with people?
I gotta say, sharing?
Yeah, that's one way.
Well, honestly, just giving them your all with kindness and lovingness and, well, yeah. something else.
And something else?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that something else.
Yeah.
So what are some thankful words that we can say, either to family, to friends, or even to God?
Thank you. Amen.
Yeah.
How about you take this one?
How about I take this one?
Yeah.
We can say, again, I mean, you got some really good ones. Say thank you. Say amen. We can encourage people.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We could remind people that they are a miracle.
Yeah.
And that they're a child of God.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That God has spoken promises over them.
Mm-hmm.
We can think the best of people.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, even if somebody's done something wrong or if they've done something silly in the past, we don't even remind them of that. We just say, hey, you're a child of God. You're awesome.
Yeah.
You're a good friend.
That actually sounds really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does that sound good? Is that something you do?
Usually.
Usually?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have video yet. I don't have cameras, so these awesome people don't see your awesome thumbs up.
Oh, boy.
One day we'll get you on camera.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'll be famous.
You already are famous.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah. So do you have any questions for me?
How's your day?
My day was pretty good. I went to work, and it was pretty quiet. And then I got to go to the book fair with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What next?
I don't know. This, like I said, this was going to be a quick episode. We were going to talk about, you know, going to talk about God, some God things, and then we're going to talk about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And like I said, I know it's kind of weird that we're like talking about the future.
Yeah.
Like it's today.
It's weird.
But today is the past. From where this is going to go out.
This is really strange.
It is really strange. It's like time travel.
Woo!
Yes.
I always wanted a time capsule.
Yes. It's like time traveling with God conversations.
Woo!
Yes.
It's like, it's Holy Spirit powered.
Yeah, it is.
I love my jokes.
You've got some great jokes.
Thanks.
You've got some great jokes, and you've got some really great insight in your head.
Aww. That means a lot to me.
You're welcome, bub. But yeah, as I said, it's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving season. It may be cold out, but we can keep warmth in our hearts and warmth in our words.
Yeah.
And we can remind people that they are treasures.
Yeah.
We can remind people that they are loved.
Yeah.
And that they are wanted.
Yeah.
And we can just remind them that there is goodness in the world.
Yes.
Yeah. So
great
like
word.
I thank you.
Welcome.
So like I said, this was just going to be a quick fun episode to say happy Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. And I did. I wanted to sit down with you. I know one day we'll sit down again. Maybe have a longer conversation. Maybe. We'll see.
Key.
You got to bring more material with you, though.
Really?
Yeah.
How much more stuff do I have to bring except my water bottle?
Well, I mean, stuff like that you can talk about.
Ooh.
Yeah, like if you wanted to talk about a story from the Bible or
a
really cool God story.
Oh.
Yeah, like that kind of material. I mean, if you want to bring notes, you can, but but that's up to you.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not. Any final thoughts?
Anyway, a question to all of you out there. How do you be thankful?
Ooh, that is a good one. I don't think I've ever done that. All right, audience, there you go. How are you thankful? How do you be thankful? From the chair of Sebastian to all of you listeners.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you, bub.
Appreciate you a bunch.
All right. Have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Stay fit. Be well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.